It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week, all season long, by local independent Mountain Hardware and Sports. Believe it or not, winter's on its way. Don't get caught unprepared when the first flakes fall. Truckee Rents, the rental equipment store from Mountain Hardware and Sports, encourages customers to bring their snow blowers early for service and avoid the long lines once the snow starts flying. From tune-ups to full repairs, their expert team will make sure your machine is ready to handle the storms ahead. Stop by Truckee Rents today and get ahead of the rush. When the snow comes, you'll be glad you did. The Truckee River is in prime shape right now and fishing as good as it has all summer. Flows are steady at 281 CFS out of Tahoe City, 310 through Truckee, and just over 500 at Ferret, keeping the water cold, clear, and moving at a perfect pace for active trout. Water temperatures are starting in the high 50s at dawn and climbing into the low 60s by afternoon, with the canyon stretch holding a degree or two cooler. Fish are spread out across the entire system, but the best bite has been early mornings before the sun gets high. Rainbows and browns in the 12 to 16 inch range are steady from Glenshire through Hirschdale, and if you put in the time in the canyon, you've got a shot at browns pushing 18 to 19 inches. Tightline nymphing and dry dropper rigs are producing the bulk of the fish, with brown trout hugging structure and rainbows feeding throughout the riffles and seams. Some fly favorites to try this week are Juju Beta size 18, brown San Juan worm size 12, jigged hare's ear size 14 through 18, assassin jig size 16, biot epoxy stone size 6 through 8, and zebra midges size 18. The Little Truckee River is running skinny at just 53 CFS between Stampede and Boca, which means it's technical and rewarding for those who bring their A game. With water temperatures holding steady in the low 50s, trout are healthy but spooky in the gin-clear flows. This is a river that demands stealth and precision. Long 12 to 14 foot leaders and light 6X to 7X tippet are a must. Mornings have been the most productive, with hatches of midges leading the show, along with a sprinkling of PMDs and caddis. Anglers are connecting with fish on well-presented dries and emergers during hatch windows, while hopper dropper setups provide an option mid-morning. Once fish slide deeper into the slots, tight line nymphing with small midges is the ticket. Trout are averaging 14 to 18 inches, with a few impressive browns close to 20 being fooled by perfectly drifted dries in the early and late windows. It's a technical but rewarding fishery right now. Some fly favorites to try on the Little Truckee this week are midge emergers size 20, zebra midges size 20 through 22, pale morning dun size 18, black caddis size 18, elk hair caddis size 18, or juju beta size 18 through 20. If you're hitting the trail or heading to the lake, before you pack up, swing by Mountain Hardware and Sports for all your outdoor apparel needs. From rugged hiking boots and wide-brimmed hats to lightweight beachwear and moisture-wicking layers, they've got you covered, literally. Whether you're chasing summits or soaking up sun, their expert team will help you gear up in comfort and style. Shop apparel and footwear in-store at any of their four locations. Let's head out to the lakes, where Donner Lake remains steady for all species this week. Kokanee are schooling around 50 feet. Trolling small spoons or hoochies tipped with corn are connecting. Macks are hanging deeper, mostly around 120 feet, and they're taking bigger plugs and spoons worked slowly. Rainbows remain the best bet from shore, especially at China Cove and the West End Ramps, with worms, powerbait, and spinners producing fish. Shore action is consistent in the mornings and evenings. The main challenge on Donner is midday boat traffic, which slows the bite, but if you hit it early or stay late, you'll find solid results. Rainbows are averaging 12 to 15 inches, while deep water macks give you a chance at larger fish. Donner continues to be a reliable option for both bank fishing and trolling, making it a good stop for anglers this week. Boca Reservoir is fishing well for both shore and boat anglers. Surface temperatures are in the low 60s, drawing rainbows and browns closer to the dam and West End Creek. Bank anglers are having success with worms, eggs, and small spoons, particularly during the evening bite. Kokanee are still holding around 50 feet, with trollers finding steady action using Sierra spoons or dodgers tipped with crawlers. The fish are beginning to creep higher in the water column as the cool weather sets in. Rainbows and browns in the 12 to 16 inch class are common, with kokanee adding variety to the catch. Access is excellent, with Boca sitting around 80% full, making it easy for both launching and shoreline fishing. Stampede Reservoir continues to produce good action for both kokanee and trout. Surface temperatures are holding in the low 60s, and kokanee are stacked about 60 feet down near the island and dam. Downrigger setups with hoochies or small spinners are working well, with kokanee averaging 12 to 14 inches. Trout have also been steady, especially for bank anglers working the North Shore in the mornings and evenings. Rainbows and browns are hitting worms, power bait, and small lures from shore, while trollers are finding suspended fish 40 to 60 feet down on rapalas or spoons. Cooler mornings are bringing trout closer to shore, and the low light windows have been the most productive. With plenty of kokanee still schooling and trout becoming more active, Stampede remains one of the top local reservoirs this week. Prosser Creek Reservoir is offering anglers a fun mixed bag of trout and bass. Water levels are around 80% full, and surface temperatures in the low 60s are keeping both species active. Bass are holding in the coves where soft plastics, jigs, and crankbaits are drawing strikes. Trout are hanging 40 to 60 feet down, and trollers are doing well, pulling rapalas and other small plugs. For shore anglers, a dam has been producing during the early and late bite windows with worms, eggs, or power bait. Trout are showing consistently in the 12 to 15 inch range, while bass provide steady action for those targeting them. Fishing pressure is lighter here compared to larger waters, making Prosser a relaxed option with reliable results. And finally, Lake Tahoe is steady for kokanee, mackinaw, and trout. Surface temperatures are in the mid-60s. Kokanee are stacking 40 to 60 feet down on the west shore between D.L. Bliss and Sugar Pine. Fish are topping out around 17 inches, and trollers running Dodger and Hoochie rigs are doing well. Mackinaw are deeper, holding in the 60 to 130-foot range in the west shore near the Calneva Hole and around South Lake. Larger plugs and jig minnows are producing. Trout are showing around 100 feet for trollers, with rapalas and spoons being effective. Shore anglers are occasionally connecting with trout 30 feet off the bank, especially in the mornings. Boat traffic has dropped off since summer, but the best fishing still comes early and late. Lake Tahoe continues to offer variety, making it a strong option for everything from kokanee schools to deep water macks. That's it for this week's 101.5 Fishing Report. Until next time, tight lines. The weekly 101.5 Fishing Report brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairston for all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out on the water for the day. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website, mountainhardwareandsports.com.
Went to the hardware, got me a hook.
Placed that line right on that hook.
Boy, I've been fishing.